Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and it's good that you were able to join me today. We're going to continue right on in a message I began a couple days ago entitled Our Covenant of Healing. And we looked briefly at the Old Testament, that it was God's will to provide for healing for His people under that old covenant, which was replaced by a new and better covenant. Healing was achieved and received under that old covenant by the express command of the Lord for obedience, and if they disobeyed, then sickness and trouble and all sorts of things would come their way. Under the New Testament, we receive our healing by faith, because this is a covenant of grace and mercy. God knows how to chastise us, surely He can certainly get our attention. However, God, because of what Jesus did, we can claim those beautiful promises in the Scripture. And as yesterday's broadcast came to a close, we were looking at one very beautiful one and familiar in Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, verse 4. And as I closed the broadcast, I said the most literal translation of Isaiah 53 and 4 is certainly, why, of course, He Himself has lifted up our sicknesses and carried away our pains. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And that may be more literally rendered, the whipping for our well-being fell on Him. And that, of course, was referring to His scourging with those cruel whips, the Roman cat-o'-nine-tails, and whereby His stripes that were laid on His back, we are healed. And we look at the ministry of Jesus when He was walking the face of the earth as He ministered to the multitudes. It says He healed them all. He healed all that were sick. He healed them that had need of healing. And as many as touched Him were made whole. Remember the woman who was in the press of that crowd, and she thought, oh, if I could just touch the hem of His garment, I would be healed. And that's exactly what she did. Of course, it didn't go unnoticed by Jesus. And He turned around. He said, who touched Me? And she confessed before Him. And He said, go thy way, daughter. Your faith has made you whole. And so as we look at His earthly ministry, He healed every manner of sickness and every manner of disease. Acts 10:38, Peter said, all who were oppressed of the devil. This is what Jesus came to do. There were so many recorded miracles, and it's estimated that 60 to 70% of Jesus' time was ministering to individual needs. Healing demonstrates His goodness and His love, and it also reveals His power to change character and save souls. It shows His ability to make good His eternal promises in meeting temporal needs. Think about that. People say they have made Jesus their Lord, they have accepted Him into their hearts, and they believe that when they die, they will be with Him in heaven. And one of the ways, if you will, of validating the fact, and what proof do we have of that? It's only faith. No one has died and come back, or very few have, with a testimony that everything God said was true. But we see that God is demonstrating that if He's willing to do such a thing as healing of our physical bodies, of our emotional wounds, then He's certainly able to keep His promises regarding eternity. There is a passage in Mark, the second chapter, I'd like to share with you, and this was the man who was sick with palsy. And in verses 9 through 11, But let me just give the background. He was in Capernaum, and many came to him, and there was one that was sick of the palsy, and they couldn't come get close to him because of the press. There were so many people. So they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let this sick friend of theirs down. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the one that was sick on that pallet, he said, "Son, thy sins be forgiven." Of course, that really upset the Pharisees. They're thinking, you know, what is this? What does he think he's doing? How can he absolve of sins or forgive sins? And in let me read all of 8. "And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your heart? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and take up thy bed and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. And immediately, verse 12, he arose and took up the bed and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. So this is demonstrating God's love and care. And when Jesus left, he was very clear to his disciples that he wanted them to continue the very work that he had begun, preaching the word of God. He was very clear, as I shared earlier in Mark, the 16th chapter. They were to even before that, in Matthew, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 15, there were 12 disciples that were to go into the cities and villages, preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and they were to expressly, this is what Jesus told them, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. And he commissioned the 70 also. And in Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 20, he said, heal the sick that are therein, in the villages and the places they went. And in Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 19, Jesus said, Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And I'll read verse 20, Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And that word power that I just shared in Luke 10 and 19, it's also in Matthew 10 and 1, is exousia, and that means privilege, authority, jurisdiction, or right. And the word dunamis in Acts, the first chapter, and also in verse 4:33, refers to miraculous power. So the first reference relates to legal authority, and the latter with tangible power. Do you see the distinction there? There is something very powerful as we understand this distinction. Let me just share Acts, the 4th chapter, verse 33. The word says, And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. So there was legal authority as well as tangible ability. And so what does that mean for you and I? Well, we have legal authority that has been given to us by the Lord. He says, the same works that I do, even greater works that I shall you do, because I go to my Father. And our legal authority depends upon our position in Christ. Because we are in Christ, we are his physical body on this earth. We can speak in his name. We can lay hands on his name. How beautiful are the feet of him who proclaims good news, the scriptures say. And so we not only have legal authority, but we have tangible ability. And what is that, beloved? Oh, it's nothing else than the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let me share with you Isaiah 10 and 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, the demonic burdens and the yokes that the devil would put and bondages that he would put on God's people, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Hallelujah. So, beloved, we not only have the right, we not only have the authority, we've got the power through the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. And beloved, in the Great Commission, we have been given permanent responsibility and authority. It's not passed away. It wasn't just for the early church. It's for us today. The Holy Spirit was given, and with him came the power to give proof of Christ's resurrection. Praise God. Well, I'm going to stop here. On tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to look at how do we receive healing. There are various ways, and I trust you'll be able to be with me. But before I close, I just want to wait upon the Lord, for I feel the Lord has a word for us. Beloved, hear the word of the Lord. My child, my beloved, I have given you great responsibility and great privilege. And do not think of yourself as less than you are in my sight. For I have called you and commissioned you as my disciple. And if my word says, these signs shall follow them that believe, that includes you. So, beloved, step out in faith. Offer to pray. Even if sometimes a stranger needs God's compassion, and their lives will be forever touched if you reach out to them. Pray for your friends. Lay hands upon the sick, and you shall see the miracle working power of God honoring your faith as you step out in obedience, says the Lord. Praise God. Lord, may we do that. Let us receive that word. Lay it to heart. And Lord, may we be busy about your work and about your kingdom, even as Jesus was. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you. And I'm eager to share with you on tomorrow's broadcast the various ways we can appropriate that healing for our lives. Healing is so needed in today's world. Amen. Well, in a moment, the announcer is going to share our contact information. I invite you to write. I thank you for listening. I thank you for your prayer support. And if God moves upon you to help financially, what a blessing that is to us. This is a faith ministry started over 50 years ago by my late husband. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.